Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is the one and only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this, come 40 years, September 2024, I will have been kicking ass, knocking out all bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I was North American Boxing Writer of the Year not once but twice. So I'm an award-winning boxing writer as well. I bring a unique combination of this, but guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. So if you want to tweet me, you can. The Twitter handle is not average Pedro. Of course, it's Twitter or X, however you want to call it, but it's not average Pedro. Of course, last night, Tim Tszyu lost the WBO and WBC junior middleweight titles, of course, and he lost a 12-round split decision to Sebastian Fedora. Fedora came in at 6'5". Of course, he's the tallest guy ever to box. I mean, he's like a freak, right? But the fight was marred by bad corner work because he got cut in the third round. I'm talking about Tszyu. He got cut with an elbow in the third round, so it was a foul. He got cut, right? Everybody knew he was cut from the elbow, no doubt about that. So they should have stopped the fight right then and there, or at least one round later, and said, you know what, this is a technical draw at this point in time. Or if you want to go maybe one or two more rounds and call it then and there, we'll go to the scorecards, Tim Tszyu was still ahead. But if you let it go the route, Tim Tszyu was bleeding like he was in a wrestling match. I have never seen Hulk Hogan or The Sheik or anybody else bleed more than Tim Tszyu did last night. Whoever that doctor was in Las Vegas should be arrested for impersonating a medical physician. I kid you not. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll have more after the break.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everybody you name are with me for money and for what they can get. I don't have no friends. I wrote a poem that says, friendship is a priceless gift that cannot be bought nor sold, but its value is far greater than a mountain made of gold. For gold is cold and lifeless. It can neither see nor hear. And in time of trouble, it is powerless to cheer. Gold, it has no ears to listen, no heart to understand. It cannot not bring you comfort or reach out a helping hand. So when you ask God for a gift, be thankful if he sends, not diamonds, pearls, or riches, but the love of real, true friends. See, friends are very rare.
If you're celebrating Easter, happy Easter to everybody around the world. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Last night, of course, boxing from Las Vegas was a pretty good fight. I'm talking about the 12-round main event. Of course, it was marred by an elbow in the second round. I thought it was the third round, but it was an elbow in the second round by Sebastian Vendor, the 6'5", you know, galloping gourmet, call him what you want. But the bottom line is he was very gangly last night, as a 6-foot fighter would be naturally. But the bottom line is, listen, when that elbow and that foul took place and then that cut took place and the cut was on top of the forehead, I mean, it was a top of the head. It was a really, really bad cut. And blood kept pouring and pouring and pouring into Zou's face. Why didn't they stop the fight? I couldn't believe it. I mean, if this was a pro wrestling match, I'm going to tell you the truth. I used to watch big-time wrestling out at the Cow Palace here in San Francisco. Pat Patterson, of course, he was famous for a lot of things, but as a wrestler, he was pretty good. But, we used to watch these guys bleed and cut themselves in the set. I never in my life saw anybody bleed as much as Tim Zou bled last night. Never in a wrestling match. And you've seen all these covers of these great wrestling matches, isn't it? You know, The Sheik and Dusty Rhodes and guys like that, Hulk Hogan. Nobody bled like this guy did last night, and they never stopped the fight. This wasn't a wrestling match. This was a professional boxing match where somebody's health was involved, but yet they allowed him to go out round after round, and he kept trying to move his hand away from his face, moving the blood away from his face. That didn't work. It didn't work, and they never stopped it in the corner. What was the corner thinking? I mean, I'm talking about the most inept corner I've ever seen in my life. If they didn't stop it right then and there after the second round, and say, listen, we're going, it's a technical draw. We can't continue like this. They should have stopped it one or two rounds later. In other words, one or two rounds later, they could have stopped it and said, you know what, let's go to the scorecards. This is a technical draw, a technical decision. We're going to see what's going on there after four rounds. So they went into the scorecards. Tim Zou would have been up after four rounds. But after that cut, it was all downhill for the son of Kostya Zou. And I mean downhill like somebody like he was on skis. Because Fedor just kept a pattern going. And I told you, when you fight a tall guy, once a tall guy gets going, he gets his rhythm going. It's bad. You just can't, unless you do something dramatic, you're like, you're in a spit hole for the whole rest of the fight unless you can do something dramatic. But you can't do nothing dramatic when you're bleeding like a pig. Okay, so that was the main event. The co-feature, take that back. Let's talk about the records just for a second. Zoo's now 24-117 KOs. Fedora drops, Fedora improves to 21-1-1 with, 12 KOs. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, that was a pretty good fight for three or four rounds. After that, it was should have been stopped. The co-feature was one hell of a fight. Pitbull Cruz. I mean, I dogged this guy. I said he was a fat guy fighting at 140 pounds. He was like 10 pounds heavier than he should be. But last night, he came out and he owned Rolly Romero. In fact, you know what? I'm surprised the Las Vegas police were not there to arrest Pitbull Cruz after the fight for domestic violence. He beat up on Rolly Romero so bad. I mean, in fact, it was like a beatdown. It was like frightening. I was like, whoa. And guess what? When the fight was stopped, one judge, Tim Cheatham, had him ahead. And that Tim Cheatham guy, he was the same guy that had Tim Zhu ahead in the fight. So, I mean, what's going on there? Tim Cheatham, C-H-E-A-T-H-A-M, Cheatham. That's his name, Cheatham. And he's a professional boxing judge. Well, last night, he was inept as a gum. As inept as it comes. I kid you not. Either he was on drugs or he had a bad night. One or the other, I'm giving him the benefit, maybe say he had a bad night. But, I mean, it was a horrendous night of scoring as far as he was concerned. Now, he is maybe the new Dalby Shirley of Las Vegas. Of course, Dalby Shirley was always the guy that was on the bad end of split decisions. And Mark Ratner, when I was like the top guy kicking ass down there in Las Vegas 24-7, Mark Ratner of the Nevada Commission would tell me, Pedro, don't worry about Dalby Shirley. Just do Dalby score. Just worry, be glad that the right guy won. Well, that isn't enough for me that the right guy won. The officiating should be straight across the board, and he should be professional. Last night, it wasn't. Tim Cheatham stood out, no doubt about that. Now, let's take it to to the Bronx and bring in my guest. He has a Friday night show. Of course, it's a very popular show, Tommy D, and it's on YouPorn. What's up, Tommy?
Did you just say YouPorn?
Isn't that the network your show's on?
No, it's YouTube.
Wait. No. I thought you and Sock had this show on. Are you sure?
I'm totally positive.
Okay.
I know Sock is working out.
And what?
He's looking pretty good with the Flintstone vitamins, but it's definitely not YouPorn.
Okay, it's not Pornhub either?
No, it's not Pornhub either. Absolutely not.
You're a married guy. How do you know what these websites are?
Birdie told me. It's Little Birdie.
All right. Am I wrong to jump all over Tim Cheatham and kick him in the face there last? I mean, that was some bad scoring last night, wasn't it?
Absolutely, you are right. But he wasn't the judge in the Rolly Romero fight.
He wasn't, huh?
Chris Flores was the one that had I think he had it a draw. But Isaac Cruz whipped him. But Tim Cheatham in the Zoo, I don't know how he had Zoo up. It's 116-112. That's 8-4. And then the other fight that he ref was Julio Cesar Martinez versus Angelino
Over
last night.
Yeah.
He scored in a draw, and I clearly thought Cesar Martinez won the fight easily. So, Cheatham has been I don't know what's on his mind or what he's doing or what he's looking at.
Okay.
Maybe he's looking at the fight.
Here's what's up. I've worked a few corners, amateur corners for the most part, okay? But, you know, I know the rules. You have to know the rules going in. You know the rules. If you know the rules, if you're in command of the rules, you've got an advantage over the other guy because the chances are the other guy's a dummy. This is boxing, okay? The chances are the other guy's a dummy. So you know the rules. So after three rounds last night, his cut happened in the second round. The third round, he was bleeding like a pig. He couldn't stop the cut. Listen, I think I would have went to the referee and said, you know what? We can't go on any further. Let's call this a technical draw. Or if the referee says, you know, and the doctor says, we'll give it one more round. And then you go one more round, and you're still bleeding like a pig. Then you go to the scorecards. You know what I'm saying? And Tim Zhu's still up after four rounds. But from that point forward, I don't think he won a round.
No, I don't think he won a round either. And I think you have to blame the corner of Tim Zhu because as a fighter, you want to go in there and show out and do your best. But I don't think the corner was prepared because even Goosen was mentioning it in the announcing booth. He was saying that they didn't have the right equipment to handle the cut, and they did a bad job handling the cut.
I thought Goosen handled that with kid gloves. I mean, he could have been a little rougher on that corner. I thought the corner was like absolutely amateurish. The fact that they didn't know enough to go to the referee and stop the fight after four or after five. I mean, because Tim Zhu was still up after five. I mean, maybe 3-2, 4-1, whatever. He was still up after five. Okay, but after that, it was all downhill. After that cut, it was all downhill, and the corner wasn't slick enough to stop it. I mean, it just blows me away. It's ineptness at its at the upper echelons of professional boxing. I mean, whoever those guys were in that corner, they should be arrested for screwing Tim Zhu like they did, because he still should be undefeated. The other guys shouldn't, you know, I'm not trying to say the guy should have been denied the fight, but the fight should have been a technical draw after four rounds. Absolutely not. Absolutely. And as far as Pitbull Cruz is concerned, man, did he open up with a can of ass whoop and keep spraying Raleigh Romero all night or what?
Oh, my God. I did not see the fight going that way. I thought it would be a more competitive fight, maybe a little dirty fight, because both guys tend to, like, kind of, you know, rough it up a little bit. But I did not see that coming. I thought the best part of the whole fight was when Raleigh Romero came into the ring. His song. Did you hear his song?
No, I didn't hear his song.
His song was it was talking about his testicular fortitude, saying that he has big balls. And so it's a song a wrestler used to use big, it back
big,
in the
big
day.
Big balls, small brains. Full big balls and small brains. I mean, listen, Raleigh got destroyed last night. It wasn't a close fight. I mean, it was close. Take that back. It was close during the referee's instructions, but after that, it wasn't.
No, absolutely, it wasn't. In the first round, it looked like he survived. I thought he should have scored a knockdown because the ropes held him up at one point. But either way, Isaac Cruz dominated the fight. Romero had a couple of moments, but one thing I want to question is, did you see him fidgeting with his gloves the entire fight?
You know, that's another thing. Guys don't know what the glove situation is going in. In other words, you know what gloves you're going to wear, you know, especially nowadays. It's not like it used to be. They used to bring you gloves in the dressing room. Okay, back in the days, the athletic commission would bring you a pair of gloves and say, you know, if you're in the main event, you're going to use these gloves, and they watch you put them on, that kind of good stuff. And sometimes, usually the main event was brand new gloves. In club shows, the undercard used worn gloves, secondhand gloves. But the bottom line is, you always got brand new gloves, but you made sure those gloves were worked down. I mean, Sonny Morrison, every time when I worked with Sonny Morrison, he was my trainer for 12 fights. I think we went 13 fights and went 12-1 with him in the corner. But anyway, he used to take my gloves and he would be rubbing them down, trying to get my knuckles to the front of the glove. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we had all the advantages down. He was a smart corner guy. I mean, he saw one time that I hurt some dude in a fight, and he saw that the other guy was hurt, and he's telling the referee, hey, stop the fight. We are, you know what I'm saying? He may have been an amateur, but he was a professional. This is what people do, man. You don't want people to get hurt in this game. Raleigh Romero last night, he came close to getting hurt a couple times.
Yeah, I don't think he came close to getting hurt. I think he was hurt a few times.
Yeah, I mean, as far as permanent is concerned. I mean, you take an ass whooping like that, maybe you don't remember it the next day, but guess what? 2 or 3 years later, it sort of becomes a faded memory, and that's not good. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Coming to you live on the WBC TV channel on Facebook.com. Of course, brought to you by Veev TV. Straight up, this is Ring Talk, and you know it.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My thing is that, you know what, we're all straight, so we know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this. And unfortunately, my card was dealt with, you know, having to go out like this. And, well, you know, all I can say is that I had 45 great, great, wonderful years of life. I had 20 good, wonderful, great people behind me throughout my boxing career, which is all the fans, all you guys from the press. You know, I love you guys. I appreciate all the everything you guys ever did for me.
The seriousness of Genaro Hernandez 36 hours before he passed away. Of course, he former two-division champion. Man only lost two fights in his life, one to Oscar De La Hoya and one to Roger Mayweather. I take that back, one to Floyd Mayweather Jr. Why is he not in the Hall of Fame? El Chicanito, may you rest in peace, my brother. I don't forget. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Last night, the guy that seemed to surprised me was Arislandi Lara. Here was a guy who was a Cuban national. They called him the American Dream. At one point in time, he was American put-you-to-sleep type of guy. And I don't mean like knockouts. I mean like boring, put-you-to-sleep. But now he's knocking people out. Last night, he drilled a number one ranked guy of the WBA. That's sort of suspect right there. But Michael Zarafa, 31-5, 19 KOs, got drilled by the American Dream, Lara, now 30-3. Three draws, 17 KOs. Are you surprised that he's knocking people out now, or is it just he's 40 years old?
I mean, I think it's a combination of two things. I mean, he's getting older. He's 40 years old that we know of. And, you know, this is the way he has to fight if he wants to, you know, keep getting fights and continue to be on top. He fought a guy that I don't know how he was number one contender. The guy was 31-5. He's been stopped three times. This guy getting stopped by Peter Quillin, like almost who's retired almost 10 years ago. He lost to Joe Horn. And he lost to Kell Brook. I mean, guys that are not even fighting anymore, and I don't know how he got a number one contender spot. And okay. I think he had Nonito Donaire in his corner too, but yeah, I don't understand it. But okay. I mean, in that division is very scarce. I mean, you only got a few guys in there, Adamus, Eubank, Zanabek, you know.
Okay.
I don't know where to go from there.
Fernando Vargas's youngest son fought the other night, and he was a winner on DAZN. And I want to mention that DAZN card, you know, it was free. DAZN is a paid subscription service or streaming service that offers a lot of boxing, soccer, things like that. But the bottom line is it costs better than $20 a month. I think it costs more than Netflix or Netflix. But the bottom line is they had this free card on Friday night. And how many viewers do you think they got, Tommy D?
I don't know. You tell me.
526.
That's it? No zeros at the end of that?
No zeros. 526. They were going up against Oscar Valdez and Cienesis Estrada and the other young lady. Of course, and speaking of Cienesis Estrada, do you think her stock dropped the other night?
I think so. You know what's crazy? I mean, people may think I'm nuts, but I thought Valle won the fight.
I was of the opinion that too. I'm saying to myself, you know, this girl's throwing wild like an amateur. I thought that the other girl ate her up in the early rounds as far as winning rounds was concerned.
Let me tell you something. And the commentating was terrible in that fight.
Oh, I mean, no, they wasn't commentating. It was cheerleading.
Oh, cheerleading. Terrible.
I mean, if these were guys, you would be considered, it would be like a verbal copulation.
It was ridiculous. It was like round 7 or 9, one of the rounds that Valle clearly won. And at the end of the round, it was like, well, Valle did good at the end of that round. Was it enough to win the round? She clearly dominated the round. I mean, and I'm like, are you serious? I mean, I thought Valle won the round. I thought it was a close fight. I thought she won 6 rounds to 4, at best a draw. But, you know, 7 rounds to 3, Estrada got the decision, unanimous decision. I don't know. And they, in Valle's corner, questioned that the headbutt was intentional in the first round. What do you think?
I thought it could be. I thought there was bad blood. Listen, you know, for some reason, this young lady has got a bad attitude now, where she, before she just had a decent attitude and good ability, good talent in this thing. And her workmanship spoke for itself. You know what I'm trying to say? The other night it didn't. She was throwing, she was going wild, going back and forth. She kept getting caught in between exchanges, changing between left-hander and right-hander. And the guy sort of picked it up on TV. And then when he realized the girl was getting real successful about it, they just dropped it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think Valle, you know, made good adjustments later in the fight. I think she won the later rounds in the fight as well. I thought the third round was a clear round for Valle, and you know, the guy, what's the guy that they announced next to Bradley, who gave his score? He was terrible. He gave it to Estrada. I just don't understand it. These ESPN announcers, they're so inconsistent.
You know, it isn't a matter of being inconsistent. Here's what's up. They don't have the acumen in order to stand behind them to what they're saying. I mean, they don't. In other words, they're seeing things are happening in front of them. This is the first time it's happening. For us, first or second time it's happening. It's new to them. They don't know how to react. So they immediately turn to shilling. See, this is what it is. Shilling is a lot easier than anything else.
Yeah, I agree.
It is. I mean, you can just go, I mean, because Master Bob's not going to get upset because you're shilling. No, come guess, on, let's be honest. Yeah, Master Bob.
He's the one paying them, right? So.
Anyway, so you look at women's boxing now. I thought Cienesa Estrada was the pound-for-pound queen of women's boxing. I have to take that crown away from her now and say that it's vacant.
Yeah, I think so as well. I mean, unless they have to have a rematch now. Now, I don't know what's going to happen now because I don't know what Valle's contract is. I think she's a Golden Boy fighter, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think she's a free agent, so I mean, it should be an easy fight to make.
Too bad we couldn't teach her how to punch a little bit, huh? I mean, if she could crack just a little bit, or crack a little bit more than she cracks. I mean, she'd be hurting people, hurting women.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Let's talk about a guy that I'm totally unimpressed with. Of course, he's the the Olympian, of course, Richard Torres Jr. Talk to me about Richard Torres Jr. Do you think he's going to go somewhere? I think that if he was, I'm going to say this and get in trouble probably for saying it, but I'm sorry. But if he was back in the days of the Golden Gloves, I don't know if he'd make the finals. Not in New York, not in San Francisco.
I don't know about this guy. I think he'll be a contender at best. I don't see him going far in that division.
I think you got the word, the rhyme is right, but the word is wrong. It's not contender, pretender.
Pretender. Yeah, I think they'll you know, top rank, they're good at, you know, building up their fighters and, you know, matchmaking. So I think he'll be a contender at least once, and then, you know, he'll be overly matched and get stopped. I mean, he got stopped in the Olympics by that Russian. It was a crazy knock. I don't remember the name of the Russian, but it's the Olympics or one of those World Games, and it was a medal round, and he got knocked out bad.
Okay, listen. Why can't you listen with all your connections with you porn, all that kind of good stuff? Why can't you get out the whole crew, like get us a private plane, and we'll go over and see the Luis Neri the Noah Inouye fight? Just get us a private jet, Tommy D.
Yeah, but I still got to talk to the agent. I don't know if the agent's going to let me. I may get that hookup.
She's got the passport. Well, she's got control of the passports, right?
The passport, the everything.
Okay, but the bottom line is, you know, the private jet. I'm looking for the private jet. Now, back to Tim Zhu. You know, you realize how much money they lost last night by having that inept corner?
Millions.
It's an untold amount. I mean, you can never estimate how much he could have been worth had he kept going and he stayed undefeated. I mean, last night was an American homecoming to an extent. He was supposed to win that fight. He was a 4-1 favorite. So the guys that bet on the 6'5" freak, who I didn't think was going to win the fight. I mean, I thought he'd fade after 4, 5, 6 rounds, but he didn't fade. Give. You know, as much as we dog the corner of Zhu and this and that, give Fedora props. He kept doing what he had to do.
Yeah, and that was one of the most disciplined fights that we've seen Fedora. We've seen Fedora. I mean, obviously, his last fight, he got knocked out by Mendoza, but he was winning that fight. And he tends to be undisciplined and tries to get into exchanges when he doesn't have to.
Okay, Tommy, I'm going to try to get you in trouble with the WBC before we get out of here. The WBC had an interim super welterweight title last night with Sergey Borachek beating Brian Mendoza. Bottom line is, how can you have two fights for the same title on the same card?
I have no idea. Does that
seem a little ludicrous?
It does seem ludicrous. I don't know what Suleiman is thinking or doing there at the WBC. You know, and then for what? Is he going to be the next in line?
He's the next in line. Crawford's been mandated by the WBO to step up to 154 and take on Tim Tszyu. Now Tim Tszyu's out of the picture. See, all these big paydays with Tim Tszyu are now gone.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. You know, because they're going to say this guy can only win in Australia, you know, but he's not going to get a break. He's not going to get a break for the cut. He's not going to get a break for fighting a guy 12 days notice. Right.
Have you ever, you watched the WWE, right? On occasion, over the years, right? WCW, that kind of stuff. Have you ever seen a guy bleed more than that?
No, I have not. Real blood, I have not seen a guy.
No. Let me tell you, the wrestling stuff is real blood.
Sometimes.
These guys cut themselves with razor blades. I thought that was pretty heavy.
No, over the forehead. But I've never seen even that as much as I saw last night.
All right. Anyway, you have a good weekend. Get the private jet together. Hey, tell the agent she's invited. Of course, she'd be calling the shots. I don't care as long as she can fly the plane if she's got a license.
I think I'm going to have to get you on the phone with the agent and maybe you'll be a strong influence.
Tommy D on Sports Byline. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter, my brother.
Happy Easter. Have a good one, Pedro.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We get in this car, we're driving. We're hitting close to Texas. I said, let's pull over for the night. He goes, no, you just need to close your eyes for a little bit. I'll keep driving. And I'm like, macho. He goes, I'm okay. I won't go speed. I said, okay. And I fall asleep. I don't know how long I was closed my eyes, but it wasn't long. He taps me on my shoulder. He goes, hey, I need money for the toll. And I'm like, the toll. And I open my eyes. And I see the border. We're on the line to the border into Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? The patrol looks, and they wait for us to go into the security check. And I'm like, it's okay, macho, no problem. I'll take care of this. Let me talk. He goes, yeah, but that's not the problem. I got a little present in the trunk. I got a kilo in the trunk. And I said, okay, macho, put the top down. It was a convertible, Jack. And I need you to do macho time right now, right here. We push the top down. He jumps up out of this car. He jumps onto the hood of this $90,000 Jag. And he stands up and he's screaming, where's Chavez? Everybody went crazy. The Border Patrol comes. Everybody started, Camacho! The Border Patrol guy passes me with a dog. The dog goes crazy. The dog starts barking and scratching. I look in the rearview mirror, and the Border Patrol takes the dog and hits him on the nose. He goes, shut up, that's Camacho.
It's macho time.
Going through some of my fallen friends here. Junaro Hernandez, of course, he passed away 3 days after that appearance on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That was a little rough. Of course, the Macho Man murdered in 2012. He had three guys under arrest, but they were like, the witness disappeared. The star witness in the case disappeared. Surprising in Puerto Rico? Not really. Bottom line is, let's go back to the results last night. Of course, former super middleweight champion Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez, a guy I thought was like, you know, had a whole lot of fights, but not a whole lot of ability. 46-1 now, 30 KOs. Outboxed previously unbeaten WBA cruiserweight champion, is 200 pounds. Arsen Feroz Guilleman, 27-1 now, 19 KOs. That was 12 rounds last night at the Inglewood Forum, now known as the YouTube Theater. Bottom line, the scores were 118-110 or 10-2 in rounds times three. Bottom line is, I missed the Forum. I was thinking about the Forum this week. You know, Jerry West is probably the greatest basketball player or maybe one of the greatest basketball players of all time. I used to see him, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I would see these guys in the hallways of the LA Forum. It was so cool to do fights down there. And I'll never forget, the first time I ever saw a Viagra tablet was at this party for rich dudes at the Inglewood Forum. I won't say he was passing them out because this guy's really big in the world of owning the LA Lakers. But the bottom line is, he was passing out these blue pills to his friends, and I was saying to myself, well, what's up? You know, I hadn't figured out, like six or 8 months later, they had these Viagra commercials on TV. I said to myself, that's what they were handing out last night. So the rich get stuff before the poor folks get it. Anyway, the Inglewood Forum played host to that fight last night, no doubt about that. Now I'm getting some texts in here as well regarding Pitbull Cruz. Yeah, I dogged him. I dogged him to death. But the bottom line is, Raleigh Romero really can't fight that much. 15-2, 13 KOs. Of course, he was gifting getting that WBA title when the referee, Tony Weeks, stopped that fight. Of course, you know, Tony Weeks, we didn't see too much of Tony Weeks last night, and that's pretty good. I think they should just erase him from the picture. You know, like the WWE has erased Vince McMahon. Speaking of guys that got erased, I thought that Oscar Valdez was erased after his last fight. I mean, he looked so bad, he should have took a year off. But no, they rushed him back into the ring. He probably was back in the ring less than four months after taking that last beating. But he took on Liam Wilson and stopped Liam Wilson inside the distance. It was a junior lightweight fight. Liam Wilson, not a world-class fighter. It was Friday night on ESPN+. Of course, that was the same night where CNS's Estrada and that young man. I mean, I really got a bad – I just – you know, do you ever – you just have a bad feeling in your mouth, and you watch a fight, you say to yourself, you know, this is probably not going to go the way I think it should go because of the fact, not or the way it appears to be going on TV because of political pressure. And I think in the CNS's Estrada thing the other night, I think that was all about political pressure. These guys, these judges, they knew who was supposed to win. Don't you get me? When you go into a judge and you're going to a fight and you're convinced one person's going to win, you can't believe your mind is telling you something different than the other guy is. or the other girl is in this instance, okay? It was a grudge match, no doubt about that. I mean, these girls hooked it up. WBC, WBA, I think they had all the belts on the bat. They call her Super Bad Estrada now, 26-0, 9 KOs. Before this fight, the best fighter pound for pound in the world of women's boxing, no doubt about that. She got a 10-round decision over the IBF and WBO queen, Yucasta Valley, 30-3 now out of Mexico with 9 KOs. Bottom line is, she needs to be able to punch a little bit more, but, you know, you can't. I mean, these girls are light. These are light little girls who are wearing 8-ounce gloves. Bottom line is, Tyson Fury wears a 10-ounce glove, and he weighs like, 180 pounds more? Think about that. 180 pounds, they only go up 2 ounces in gloves. But the bottom line is, the judges were very disappointing in my mind. I thought at best they could have called it a draw, but at the end of the day, I thought that the young lady, Yucasta Valley, deserved to win that fight. Of course, she's now 30-3, 9 KOs. More power to her. As far as the rest of the card is concerned, you know, sort of like, not really that big of a thing. I mean, when you look at that DAZN card, Guillermo Vargas, the son of Fernando Vargas, he was on that card. You know, but 527 people, imagine that, giving away a free broadcast in a country with 350 million people and only 527 people tune in. Man, you got some heavyweight problems, no doubt about that. Speaking of heavyweights, let's talk about the heavyweights. Top-ranked heavyweight in the world, according to BoxRec, is Oleg Usyk. What kind of crap is that? Anthony Joshua. Bad chin, bad mechanics, bad attitude. He is the uncrowned world heavyweight champion. 34 years old, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, no doubt about that. 28-3 now. Of course, he lost to Andy Ruiz. How he could lose to a fat guy, I don't know. But the bottom line is he lost to Andy Ruiz. More power to Andy Ruiz, I thought. But the bottom line is he lost twice to Usyk. Of course, Oleg Usyk, the current world heavyweight champion in the minds of some of the sanctioning bodies. Of course, the linear world heavyweight champion, I guess, is being recognized as Tyson Fury, even though it should be Anthony Joshua, because Tyson Fury lost in Francis Ngannou. Am I confusing you here? Okay, Tyson Fury lost to Francis Ngannou. Francis Ngannou fought Anthony Joshua. He made $50 million, Ngannou did, in 2 fights. You know how much he made in the UFC in all those fights he had? Maybe $1 million, $1.5 million. He got $500,000 for a fight in the UFC where the house draw was $8 million. They sold $8 million worth of tickets for the arena, and they gave Francis Ngannou $500,000. And he was in the main event on pay-per-view as well. Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you is that Dana White, when I call him a pimp, I'm not kidding. Listen, I'm a former policeman. If a guy played hookers like Dana White plays fighters on the streets of San Francisco, all his girls will be on the bus to Denver. They just wait. They'd leave them. I mean, they'd be gone in a heartbeat. I don't care if you got money, whatever, but you got to give the girls some money. You got to give the fighters some money. Dana White doesn't give the fighters any money. They get like 10 to 12% of the total nut. I mean, think about that. 10 to 12% of the total nut. Now, listen, I'm not a big Floyd Mayweather fan. I guess you guys know that, right? But I am a fan of the fact that he made money, or allegedly made a lot of money. I don't think he made as much as, I think sort of like P. Diddy. Speaking of P. Diddy, hope he goes down. Anyway, P. Diddy, let me tell you about the P. Diddy thing. Somebody said to me, you got to talk about the rap world this week because of the fact that P. Diddy's about to get arrested and charged with sex trafficking and all that kind of stuff. Well, my contacts with P. Diddy, I think, went back to, 1999, 2000, something like that. We were in London, England. He was smoking weed in the arena. I was blown away by it. And they said, I said, I didn't know who he was. I had no idea who he was. Somebody had to tell him some living. And he goes, blood, you don't know who I am? No, I didn't know who he was. Who are you? You know, there's some black guy in London, I thought, right? No, it was Puff Daddy. Anyway, Puff Daddy, of course, was had the best weed according to the Rolling Stones, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'm in Las Vegas. I'm working, doing some international TV at the Mandalay Bay, and Zab Judah was involved, and Zab Judah was being controlled at that point in time by Suge Knight. Suge Knight was the guy that's from Death Row Records. Of course, the guy's in jail. The guy's got a double life sentence. He ran somebody over. Get this one, gifted one. He ran this guy over forward. He ran this, because Suge Knight ran this guy over. He was his enemy. Ran over and then backed over him with a truck. I mean, you know what I mean? Come on. I mean, good Lord. It wasn't enough that he ran over the first time. But anyway, Suge Knight's calling me on the phone, you guys. He gets my business card. He said, blood, can you give me a card? And I was, okay. Because I knew what he did to the Vanilla Ice. He hung Vanilla Ice outside of a window about 18 stories above the ground. So if you don't sign a contract with me, I'm going to drop you. Okay? So Suge Knight is not the guy to mess with. He's not even the guy to talk to on the phone. Okay? So here's what's up. So Suge Knight takes my card, and he starts calling me. And this is back in the days when, you know, you didn't have a cell phone back then. You had a home phone number. So he's calling the home phone number. He'd leave it. And I always check the answering machine. Hey, blood, this is Suge Knight. Give me a call. Blood, this is Suge. So he called like 4 or 5 times. And I was freaking out each time he called because, you know, this guy was like the worst human being in the entire world. Okay, so anyway, I had to bring up him and P. Diddy. Of course, P. Diddy, his house has got raided this week, and when the Homeland Security people, when those people raid your house, the feds raid your house, guess what? They got you. There's absolutely no doubt about it. So I expect him to go to jail eventually, and maybe he'll answer for the murders of Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls, because I think that he may have played a hand in both. I'm not saying he was involved. I'm saying that as an investigator, I think that he had the most of gain. Puff Daddy, he just had the muscle gain. And you know what Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, call him what you want. The bottom line is when they book him, they'll be calling him Sean Combs. And back to the heavyweights. Of course, Oleg Usyk, Anthony Joshua, Joseph Parker, Tyson Fury, Danny Dubois, Zil Zhang, Joe Joyce. Any of those names like strike a chord? Not really. These guys are always like, you know, Oleg Usyk sort of got exposed as not a guy that could take body shots. So we expected Tyson Fury was going to whack him out pretty, I think Tyson Fury whacks him out within 4 or 5 rounds. I think so. I think Usyk's going to give it his all. But size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This, folks, is heavyweight boxing. So I think that size is going to matter that night. No doubt about that. Now, Oleg Usyk, Anthony Joshua, of course, as I said, the uncrowned champion. Joseph Parker coming off the good win a couple weeks ago. You got to give Joseph Parker all kinds of props right now. 35-3, 32 years old. Of course, he comes to us, he's out of the United Kingdom now, but I believe he was out of New Zealand originally, and he had a good amateur background. But, of course, Tyson Fury, he'll beat Oleg Usyk. But after that, maybe it's time for him to give it up. I mean, you know, the cocaine issues in the past, the emotional issues in the past, the depression, you know, just go away. Of course, Daniel Dubois, he can stick a fork in him, he's done. Zil Zhang, the Chinese fat man, I couldn't believe it. What's up with Zil Zhang? I mean, here's a guy, he's 6'9", 6'8". He's Chinese. This guy could have the biggest title fight in the history of the world if he held a title fight for the heavyweight championship in China. I was in China. I negotiated a TV deal one time in China in 1994. Didn't make any money on it, but the bottom line is it was a hell of an experience, no doubt about that. I went in there. I don't know if I told you the story about Ring Talk fans, but I went into an office, and Harold Smith told me, you don't come out with less than 4 cents of view. You understand me? You don't come out with less than 4 cents of view. And I'm going, okay. And I'm in over my head here with these Chinese guys. And the only reason why I'm doing the negotiating is that Harold was a mess, and the other guy that was supposed to do it didn't show up. He was, like, still on the mainland. So I'm doing this negotiating with the Chinese. So anyway, the Chinese bust my chops, no doubt about that, and they tell me, we're going to give you 2 cents. And if you take, you either take 2 cents, take it or leave it. And the bottom line is, the old man told me, listen, Mr. Fernandez, let me explain something to you. Don't let little money stand in the way of big money. So anyway, I think we ended up getting 1.75 cents is what it was. But the bottom line is, when I went out and told Harold, he said, right on, man, that's what I wanted. I said, so you sent me in under all that pressure with all them Chinese guys? These are Chinese gangsters. You got to be kidding me. Anyway, that was one good part of China. But I also bet the president of China in 1994. That was pretty cool, having cognac with him. That was pretty cool. Of course, I drank Muhammad Ali's cognac. That was another honor. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Happy Easter to all around the world celebrating such.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt,
you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, just excited to be back. I wish we could do a fight every night. You know me, Pedro.
Nick Charles, the voice and the face of CNN when it began. Of course, he was the Showtime boxing guy, all that kind of good stuff. And my friend, may he rest in peace. That was about a month and a half before he passed away. Of course, he passed away. Wow, in Texas, that was a bit of a shock. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to mention the people in my life that have passed away, and I'll mention some of the people professionally. Genaro Hernandez, I mean, that was touching. He came on the show 3 days before he died, you guys, and that emotional thing that he threw at me, I wasn't crying. I was in tears. I was in bad shape, no doubt about that. But anyway, happy Easter to one and all. Now, I want to mention that the fact that WBC Live Channel on Bolt Plus is a exciting new social TV experience that's on the web, mobile, and plus 10 million of those Hisense and Vita powered TVs around the world with live chats alongside the channel. You interact with talent, fighters. Follow them at keepboxingfree.com. That's keepboxingfree.com. Speaking of boxing free, today on the Peacock, coming to us from the UK, I believe, Fabian Wardley, a heavyweight of note, 17-0, 16 KOs, taking on Fraser Clark, 8-0, comes in with 6 knockouts for the British heavyweight title, of course. Boxing, that's where it began. Marcus Queensberry rules back in the day, of course, the 1800s. That's where boxing began, of course, in the UK. And they are the most ardent boxing fans without a doubt. I mean, you want to talk boxing fans without a doubt. Nobody is more resilient than the people from the UK. No doubt about that. Now, next week, of course, the April 5th, we got a card on the Zone. I hope they draw more than they drew Friday night. Get this, 526 people. No, it was going up against Oscar Valdez and seeing Essence Estrada and the girl on ESPN. But imagine that. You give a free broadcast and you only get 526 people to watch it. Free broadcast, that means the people that were subscribed to you didn't even want to watch it either. So the bottom line, I said the Zone is ripe for awakening call. They got to wake up. Bottom line is, if they couldn't give away a free card, they got problems, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. April 13th, the heavyweight, of course, that got into a high-speed police chase about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Jared Anderson, he's out 19-0, like 17 knockouts, something like that. Anyway, considered the next heavyweight hope in the United States, maybe not mentally, but physically. Anyway, taking on Ryan Merrby. That's going to be on April 13th. That'll be on ESPN. The April 20th, of course, the big card. Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia come to us from the Barclays Center in New York City, Brooklyn to be exact. Of course, I believe that Socrates Palmer and Tommy D will be in the house with the WBC super lightweight title online. Speaking of this, I want to mention this before I get off the air, that somebody sent this to me. Boxing BB says, yeah, here it is. Boxing BB says, Raleigh could have headlined a pay-per-view card with Ryan Garcia, but instead was ordered to be humiliated by Pitbull for less money. Nothing like having the best advisor in boxing, promoting, advising, and managing you and your opponent at the same time, and the guy fighting the winner at the same time. Bottom line is, they're talking about Al Heyman. So the bottom line is, Al Heyman, you know, not my favorite guy in the world of boxing. Of course, last night, He pulled a boot, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer on Sunday, of course, is the great Bailey Peck, the impeccable one. And I want to mention the fact that the people down there in Dallas, Texas, with VTV, the Vac Jackamans, they are the greatest couple in all of boxing. And until next time, this has been Pedro Fernandez, and you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Got to make it right for everyone concerned.